C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est. I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today's book is More Than This by Patrick Ness. More Than This was first published by Candlewick Books in 2013. And today it's post-apocalyptic with heart. Now I'm going to be quite careful here with the spoilers because part of the beauty of this book for me was coming in with no expectations and letting the story reveal itself. But hopefully I give you enough here to whet your appetite and you'll go seek this out for yourself. A boy is drowning. The sea is cold and rough. He's being thrown and jostled in the undertow before being smashed against the rocks. The boy knows he's dead. But the boy wakes up outside a house, covered in bandages. At first he can't even remember his name, but he recognises that he's home. But in a previous home, his family home in England, where they lived before the incident with his brother happened, and before they moved to the United States to escape it all. He's alone in the house, in the street, in the town. There's no one else there, no noise, nothing. The house, like the rest of the town, is covered in dust and dirt and weeds, and inside the house he finds a big black box, like a coffin. He struggles to find food and work out where he is and why. He wonders at first if he is in hell, because the boy has secrets and regrets. He wanders the town finding food and trying to find out more information. He remembers his name. His name is Seth. And one day he finally sees movement, a car running through the streets. Someone else is in the town and he's not completely alone. But before making a terrible mistake, he's grabbed by two others. There are more people here than he realised. He meets Regine and Tomas. Regine is a moody, snarky black girl and Tomas is an eccentric Polish boy. Regine and Tomas fill Seth in on the truth of the world, as much as they know. Now the story then flips backwards and forwards in time, not only following the friends as they try and understand why they are there in the deserted town, but whenever Seth sleeps, he goes back to revisit his life before his drowning, his life in America, and even before that to the event which led to his family leaving England. Now the real key to this book is the characters. I fell in love with all three of them. Seth is guilt-ridden, unsure of himself, but still a survivor. Regine, with her brave front, has her own dark story to tell. But Tomas is the standout character for me. He was quirky and funny, cute, bubbly and optimistic, and also a counterpoint to the grumpy Regine and the burdened Seth, always looking on the bright side. But even he has a terrible secret in his past. These characters really made the book. I was not as convinced by the big bad behind the post-apocalyptic setting, but I sprinted to the end to follow wherever these characters took me. Now this book deals with many issues, teenage type issues like broken homes and sexuality, people trafficking, domestic violence, and yet there's hope here. As the title suggests, Seth and his friends, as many teenagers or even adults wonder, there has to be more than this. And this book shows that there is more than this. So if you like post-apocalyptic settings, rich and lovable characters, thrillers with hope, if you've ever felt confused or if you've ever wondered, there has to be more than this, I heartily recommend More Than This by Patrick Ness. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, Happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.